T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, your driver's license gets suspended. It could be suspended for a couple of reasons, but once it gets suspended, well, now you're on this slippery slope. Maybe you live in a rural area. You have no way to get to work. So once you lose your license, now you lose your job. Once you lose your job, you can't pay your child support. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But guess what? There may be a lifeline out here that could be coming your way. That's because Senate Minority Leader Jay Costa from Forest Hills has an idea that just might work. Welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Happy to be with you this afternoon.
And, I mean, I describe that scenario I describe is fictional, but it happens.
Oh, it happens all the time, and I think it particularly happens with our younger drivers and young adults between the ages of 16 and 24. So it's a real issue, and these indefinite suspensions build upon one another, and it becomes a cycle that you really can't break through.
So what can be done? I mean, when we look at it legislatively, what can be done?
So what we're looking at, when I say we, I'm working with State Senator Pat Stefano from Fayette County. Together we are introducing legislation that will allow for those individuals, largely our young kids especially, who are trapped in this indefinite, what I'll call indefinite suspension.
Mm-hmm.
You got a citation, you weren't able to pay, you didn't show up because you couldn't pay. You missed the hearing in the center. You have an indefinite suspension of your license until you make that payment. What we're suggesting is that if that is the case, that two things. One, if that's the case where you have the citation, got this indefinite suspension, then you can go back into the magistrate's court and say, listen, we're not able to make these payments for a variety of reasons. I'm not working, haven't been working, et cetera. Please allow me to do community service, for example, to pay down the debt that I owe with respect to that the fee associated with that citation. The second area would be if you get a citation on a day and you don't have the ability to pay and you're not going to be able to pay the citation and you want to be able to hold on to your license, again, you work on an arrangement with the local magistrate to say, can you allow me to do X number of hours of community service or other ways in which we could work down these tickets so that I don't lose my license because I have the inability to pay. And that really becomes a major way in terms of alleviating the problem that develops when folks find themselves in a situation, and as you mentioned earlier, the license is suspended, they still need to go to work, they still need to make payments or rent payments or mortgages or whatever the case may be, and then find themselves maybe being trapped or caught a second time or a third time, and then they've got a significant and lengthy suspension. What we're trying to do is avoid that scenario from happening in the future.
Well, I was going to say, and we tend to, I think it is human nature. It's just like a lot of times when people owe a bill, they owe a debt. They tend to, you know, not answer the phone when the debt collector calls or the bill collector calls, when a lot of times that bill collector is willing to work with you if you talk to them and explain the circumstance. But it's human nature. We tend to duck and dodge and run and hide.
That's exactly right. And what we're trying to do is encourage folks to get in front of the magistrate and provide X number of community service hours. And I think certainly it benefits the community as well. And our local magistrates, they know their neighborhoods and the community better than anybody in many instances and know where some support or some help could be utilized. It may be the local food bank. It may be a local human service agency. Whatever the case might be, it allows folks to be able to burn off that time by looking to provide service to the community that benefits them as well and maintains their license. They can get to and from work, et cetera, and to and from school, to the doctor's office, whatever it might be. That's what we're trying to achieve.
And help me out if you can, because, and I don't know all of the nuances of this. So in order to get or have your license suspended indefinitely, are there certain criteria or is that often connected to a fine that hasn't been paid?
It's most likely connected to a fine that has not been paid or you failed to appear at a hearing that you may have set to contest your case, or you just simply ignore the citation that puts you in this status, and then while you're in that status, until you pay that fine, you don't have a driver's license, and that becomes the problem. Again, it exacerbates the situation when you get caught a second or third time, and before you know it, you've got 5, 6, 7 years of accumulated license suspension that's not good for anyone.
Indeed. Now, we had a caller call in earlier that said, in the meantime, there's interest that's accruing on that fine. Is that correct?
That's my understanding. I believe that would be the case, that the fine, I have to go back and confirm that, but I know that depending upon the nature of the actual fine itself, based on what the charge might be, the offense, underlying offenses, that could be the case. But I don't know if that's 100% accurate or not, but that's something we can look into. But at the end of the day, it's just, if it is factual, then it just continues to make the problem worse, and that becomes what we're trying to avoid.
I was going to say, yeah, that's a heavy load. Okay, so you're planning to introduce this legislation. It hasn't happened yet. Talk me through that.
No, we've sent around to our colleagues, I think last week was referred to as a co-sponsor memo, asking our colleagues to join us, and we'll probably submit it sometime next week or so once we give our colleagues a couple weeks to look at the idea and the concept and the actual language itself. And then we'll probably put it in before the end of the month and then do what we can to try to get it moving early in January.
So then how soon could we see, I mean, is this something we could see happen in 2020? Are we probably looking at 21 or what?
Yeah. No, this is something I think that we've already made some changes already, where we made changes to the law last in 2018, I believe it was, along these lines, where we decoupled suspensions from underlying offenses that were not driving related. So we've already made major steps in this direction, as other states have done. This will be sort of the next stage of doing something along those lines. There's no reason why we can't get it done between now and June 30th of this year when the budget concludes.
Ooh-hoo, I like the way you said that. No, we're looking at next year, indeed. Senator Costa, thanks so much for joining us today. You have hit home with a lot of people, indeed. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.